Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2256. What are superfoods, and do they really exist? By Dr. Wayne Osborne with DIYactive.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's post as we optimize your life. What are superfoods and do they really exist? By Dr. Wayne Osborne with DIYactive.com. Are superfoods for real? If you said to someone 30 years ago that in the future, fruits and vegetables would be among the most fashionable foods around, it's safe to say that your claim would have been met with skepticism. But here we are, and superfoods such as kale, goji berries, and beetroot are widely featured in cooking shows, books, and countless popular press outlets. Some celebrity cooks and bloggers have even built entire campaigns around the concept. But what sets superfoods apart from other quote-unquote regular foods? Just how much more do we stand to benefit from featuring quote-unquote superfoods so prominently in our diets? What are superfoods? Technically, superfoods don't actually exist. According to the British Nutrition Foundation, the term superfood is actually just a marketing buzzword which just happened to catch on in popular discourse. In fact, there are no scientific or nutritional criteria that qualify any food as a superfood. However, in the general lexicon, the unofficial definition of a superfood is one which prevents or effectively treats certain types of illness. So if a food has antioxidant qualities, is an anti-carcinogen, or boosts immunity, these might conceivably qualify it. As you might imagine, this makes creating a definitive list of superfoods problematic. The number of foods which provide at least one health benefit is obviously countless. And what's more, the business of superfoods is a fickle one. What's fashionable this year might not be next year, and studies into the nutritional values of different foods are always ongoing. One particular piece of research might garner widespread press attention before being countered or disproved a few months down the line. Fad foods versus traditional stalwarts. Once a food has been elevated to superfood status, it's not uncommon for its stock to rise and for its grocery store price to increase. But in truth, the difference between these and cheaper options might be marginal at best. Kale is probably a good example. This leafy green was the breakout star of 2014. And while this particular food is rich in vitamin K and other nutrients and should by no means be completely omitted from a healthy diet, its benefits are comparable to more traditional and, you might say, less fashionable choices like spinach. Any good nutrition expert will also stress that you shouldn't make the mistake of singling any one particular vegetable out and solely sticking with it. Variety is of incredible importance in ensuring your body receives all the nutrients it requires. So, instead of eating kale with dinner every night of the week, swapping it for other vegetables such as asparagus, cauliflower, broccoli, carrots, or a mixture of each is crucial in maintaining balance. Medicinal effects. Another popular claim when it comes to superfoods is that they actively treat cardiovascular illnesses in the same way that Zestril treats hypertension or statins fight cholesterol. Garlic is one such item that has been hailed as a miracle food, but studies investigating whether it has a direct effect on reducing blood pressure and cholesterol and limiting the risk of cancer have produced largely inconclusive evidence. Indirectly, garlic may have reductive effects on cardiovascular illness. Its flavorsome attributes mean that when it is used during cooking, less salt or butter may be needed. But being a healthier substitute to salt doesn't really equate to a proactively medicinal quality. Simply a healthier alternative. So, in some cases then, the most appropriate way to categorize the benefits of some superfoods is that they're a healthier alternative to other less healthy options, which might be more commonly consumed. For instance, natural yogurt can function as a lower-fat alternative to sour cream in some dishes. Unsalted nuts and seeds, when consumed in moderation, are a healthier snack alternative to candy bars and potato chips. However, in other cases, the difference is negligible. A good example is quinoa. Emerging as a force to be reckoned with in the superfood world, quinoa has been touted as a healthier alternative to starchy carbohydrates, but in actuality, its nutrition numbers are not drastically different to brown rice. Which foods are really the most effective at keeping illness at bay? For those looking to improve health and prevent illness, single food items are unfortunately not the answer. To ensure good cardiovascular well-being, a more holistic approach to nutrition consisting of a healthy, balanced diet along with regular exercise is necessary. However, one eating regimen, which has been widely linked to better heart health and circulation, is the Mediterranean diet. Abundant in oily fish, vegetables, and whole grain carbohydrates, it contains several items which do the job of superfoods and go some way to keeping cholesterol and blood pressure under control. While superfoods may not really exist, the Mediterranean approach is the closest we have to a super diet. You just listened to the post titled, What Are Superfoods and Do They Really Exist? By Dr. Wayne Osborne with DIYActive.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Dr. Osborne, is spot on. Superfoods become super when they're combined with other nutritious foods. And based on a number of research studies, a diet with 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day, along with some whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats, seems to help the foods we eat go from good to superfood status. Think of it this way. Are comic book superheroes like Batman or Iron Man more powerful on their own or as part of a league or a team? When you combine the strengths of a Batman or Iron Man with a Hulk, Black Widow, Green Lantern, or Wonder Woman, well, now you've got a nearly unstoppable force. And yes, I'm aware I combined Marvel and DC. Can't we be fans of both? Anywho, think of nutritious foods the same way. Spinach, one of my personal favorites, is great on its own. But when combined with kale, strawberries, walnuts, and olive oil, now you've got something close to a superfood. All right, that should do it for today. Plus, I should keep this nice and short because, hey, today is my birthday. So thank you so much for being here and starting your week with me, especially if you're listening in real time. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.